The Polar Star sits in the port of Dutch Harbor. The ship is nearly 400 feet long and can break ice up to 21 feet thick. Masked members of the 136-person crew form an assembly line as they offload garbage into two large dumpsters on the icy dock. The ship arrived Tuesday for a three-day stopover. It's a pit stop during its upcoming deployment to the Arctic to assert maritime sovereignty and security in the far north.
The Arctic is incredibly important to the U.S. strategically because of the amount of gas and oil and resources, as well as the fishing stocks, which are landed here on Alaska.
Captain Bill Waitira is the commanding officer of the Cutter Polar Star, which he says is the most powerful ship in the U.S. Coast Guard. Usually, this time of year, this special ice-breaking cutter is on its way to Antarctica's McMurdo Station to drop fuel and other supplies to American scientists doing research near the South Pole. But this year,
with the global pandemic, they were able to cancel the SeaWolf mission that created the opportunity for Polar Star to come back north again.
This is the ship's first winter Arctic deployment since the 1980s. In addition to the cutter crew, there are partner agency researchers and scientists, British sailors from the Royal Navy, midshipmen from the Merchant Marine Academy, and deck watch officers and ice pilots from the Healy, the Coast Guard's medium icebreaker that's capable of Arctic patrols during summer months. Waitira says the mission isn't only about national security and securing U.S. economic interests. It's doing environmental research. They're partnering with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute to take water samples and measurements while the boat transits over the Arctic Circle to better understand the harsh environment there. Getting data in the remote region during the winter, Waitira says, is otherwise extremely difficult.
Basically, a heavy icebreaker is built so that it can go anywhere on the Earth in any thickness of ice during any time of year.
Even though the Polar Star was built to break through thick ice, just a month into their Arctic deployment, Waitira says the season has been tough on the 44-year-old vessel.
Breaking ice in the Arctic winter is especially challenging because the ice is so hard. This year, the ice is so hard, it sounds like a car crash. Just twisting metal and screeching noises and shattering glass. It's really kind of disconcerting. There's no danger, but it leaves an unsettling feeling in your stomach.
He says the crew has been working around the clock just to keep the ship running. On New Year's Eve, they got stopped in the ice, and their engineers were up all night working to replace blown diodes and resistors that are usually considered obsolete.
These are parts that just don't exist anymore. We have a warehouse of spares, but when they're gone, we won't be able to run this ship anymore.
That's why Waitira and other Arctic planners say it's so important for the government to invest the billions of dollars needed to build new icebreakers in the next decade to replace the Polar Star, which is the nation's only functional icebreaker after a fire damaged the Healy this past summer. The federal government is in the process of commissioning one, and Congress has agreed to build five more, but they haven't paid for it yet. Waitira says the construction on the first new icebreaker is expected to be completed in 2024. It will be 460 feet long, 90 feet wide, and weigh almost twice as much as the Polar Star.
It's going to be the largest, most complex, most powerful ship that the Coast Guard has ever built.
In the meantime, Waitira says the Polar Star's Arctic mission will help train the future generation of Arctic sailors and mission leaders.
This is our chance to really build up that experience and that expertise and hone our proficiency operating in this environment. Because once those polar security cutters are delivered in a few years, we're going to need operators and leaders to actually take them to sea. And we desperately need them to have experience in this environment.
The Polar Star is expected to leave on Alaska's port of Dutch Harbor Thursday afternoon. Waitira says he expects they will complete their mission and return to Seattle by the end of next month. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.